joined on the phone by Dr. Debbie Strowman, the host of If You Only Knew, right here on 97.9 The Hill. Debbie, thank you so much for being with us today. What are your thoughts?
Thank you. Well, the sports news is continuing to pick up. The adventures with Major League Baseball and trying to figure out whether or not teams should play or shut down. And then we've got the NBA that started last night. Two great games. WNBA has started. A little drama there where we had an NBA player not state the name of a WNBA player. She took offense to that, and so they're going back and forth saying that women's sports, WNBA, needs more recognition. And the last thing we need is an NBA player not taking the time to find out what her name is. And then, of course, we've got the ACC announcing their football schedule.
So talking about the ACC, I mean, every time we have a conversation about kind of any decision about fall plans, whether it's K through 12 schools or UNC reopening or fall sports or anything like that, it's such a difficult decision to make for any administrator or superintendent or conference president or anything like that, just because there's so many pros, there's so many cons, there's so much to consider. We're all doing this brand new, and we have no idea what really is going to be the case a month from now or 2 months from now or 3 months from now. We do, as you mentioned, we have the experience now of watching Major League Baseball kind of trying and not doing so hot at preventing COVID, but we also have the NBA doing better. So what do you make of the ACC's decision?
Well, there's no doubt that if anybody can pull it off, it's going to be the NBA. They just made a decision early on to go with the bubble.
Mm-hmm.
They created their own facility. They've got testing. I mean, it's just unbelievable how these men and their families are isolated. And then there were some of them who said, I'm not opting in, because it was just so restrictive. The other sports, it's just a big question mark, especially when you talk about football, when you have, I mean, the essence of the game is contact.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is to hit another player, you know, and so that in itself is problematic. But the forces are moving forward, in particular the Power Five schools. They've come up with their own plans. I would definitely say that the ACC had a big coup in how they pulled this off. First off, it's going to be 10 games, more than the regular 8, and one non-conference game. And getting Notre Dame to join the league for one season only, that was a big win. Some people are saying that UNC has drawn the easy stick. They've got an easy schedule compared to some of the other programs. They don't have to play Clemson, Louisville, or Pittsburgh. But, you know, having that Notre Dame come in and get a piece of that $15 million per year contract that they have with the NBC is very, very attractive. Getting them to, in fact, this is the first year they've been independent since 1887, and to bring them in for 1 year so that Notre Dame can be a part of the national championship running, they needed to be a part of a conference. So that's a big win. Some people will argue, here we go, the ACC, John Swofford just favoring UNC again. But UNC is really, really lined up to be able to compete for one of these two slots for the ACC championship.
We're talking about upcoming games and the upcoming football season specifically, but of course you got soccer, you've got volleyball, like the whole fall sports slate coming up as well. Our top story today is Chapel Hill Carver City Schools. They had a plan in place to go online for the first 9 weeks. They met last night and they said, you know what, that's not enough. We need to go online for the full fall semester until the middle of January. And it was kind of a sudden decision that the board made, but not really super surprising considering just how uncertain all this is, how far away it seems from any kind of a downward trend in case numbers and things like that. With that in mind, we're talking about these games happening in September, October. Do you think they actually will, or do you think we're going to have more big changes between now and then?
I think we're definitely going to have more big changes.
Mm.
Everything from just the protocol. I mean, it's going to be very, very challenging. Now, the the league is following CDC regulations. The athletes, they need to be tested 3 days before the game. Any positive cases, as in if they were within 6 feet or spent more than 15 minutes near an opponent within the previous 48 hours, they have to report it to the opponent within 24 hours. They've got a number of scenarios that require the game being canceled. Everything from the local public health official saying that the hospitals can't accommodate more hospitalizations, from not being able to isolate new positive cases or quarantining high contact risk cases. So there's a number of scenarios to shut everything down. But I'm reminded of, you know, being on Facebook earlier this afternoon and reading about seeing a post around an elementary school teacher who was sharing with us what it's like to try to have a classroom with 10 to 11 year olds. And I know there are many parents out there who want their children to go to school so they can get the full holistic experience of being in a classroom. But watching that video, it really, really painted a clear picture that even though you want to send your children to school, the experience is not going to be the same. This teacher illustrated how she had to move her desks and arrange them to be at least 3 feet apart. She also explained that the students for the entire class day, everyone must wear a mask. She had to wear a mask. The students have to wear a mask. They can't do group work, so they sit at their desk all day. You can't hand out assignments and then collect them and have other students look at them because that could increase the possibility of someone contracting. And so the games, you know, all of that has been removed from the rooms. And so people really have to understand that even though online learning, it's very, very good, but it's not the same as being, you know, in the classroom together. The experience is not the same normal classroom that you had prior to the coronavirus. And I know people are saying that, you know, UNC is bringing everybody back and they're trying the residential, the face-to-face, but we really can't compare the two. It is definitely apples and oranges.
Speaking with Dr. Debbie Stroman, and that's a really good point. Getting it back to athletics, football and soccer and the other fall sports. As you mentioned, like fall sports are going to look and feel very, very different this fall versus 2019, 2018, 2017. Are they going to be different in a way that it is that apples to oranges comparison? Like, that's a great analogy with the classroom and the extent to which like we think of in-person learning the way that we conceived of it last year or the year before, and it's just going to be fundamentally different. Is this experience with sports going to be so fundamentally different that we've got to conceive of it differently?
Yes, absolutely, and I think now more than ever, you'll see the importance of Hall of Fame coaches and coaches with a lot of tradition, as in they've experienced a lot of different things. Again, nothing like COVID-19, but still they'll be able to call on their bank of storytelling to keep their players motivated. They'll be able to call on plays and things that you do when you have to make a last-minute decision because you don't have the same practice time. You're not able to do the same drills for a long period of time. And so Carolina is positioned well because there are so many outstanding coaches in the UNC athletic department. And not only can they use their own information, but they can call on a Karen Shelton. They can call on a Mac Brown. Mm-hmm. You can call on a Roy Williams for experience for the coaches who've just joined us. But I think it will be a different experience. And the nice thing to know is that unless you're just not adhering to the CDC regulations and requirements for your state and local community, everybody's in the same position. Nobody's getting ahead of the game, not being able to go, you know, and like the NBA and build your own facility and do all of this special testing and all of that. Everybody in college sports, Power Five sports, is in the same position where they are being restricted in many ways for the right reasons, for health and safety reasons. So it's going to be really interesting. Of course, we know about the wild card of not having fans there. You know, watching the NBA game last night, I mean, they're doing such an incredible job with pumping in the fan noise. They've got the digital pictures of fans, and the fans are actually moving and eating popcorn and raising their hands. You know, it made it feel like you were really watching a regular NBA game. But, you know, colleges don't have that ability to do that.
Well, things are going to keep changing. We're going to keep this conversation going. We'll have to leave it here for now. But listen to If You Only Knew right here on 97.9 The Hill Weekends. Get the full archive on our website, chapelboro.com. Dr. Debbie Stroman, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you.